Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
The coach of Newcombe has been good enough to join us in the K-Rock van, and Matt Dowling is standing alongside. Thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman Mattress Factory. Over to you, Dowling.
Tony, congratulations. Outstanding performance. What was your message to the group inside the change rooms?
Probably more one of referencing it as a bit of a chapter. I think that the elation and the joy of that win's great and appreciated, and bathe in it for a little bit, but we've got to move on pretty quickly. At the end of the day, it is an elimination final, and we've got a lot of work to do to catch up to the teams in front of us in terms of the way we're playing our footy. I actually spoke about that in the rooms, that I thought we left a little bit out there today and probably butchered the footy a little bit. So, there's a lot of growth there from today's game. And, I take the win, but we'll need to get to work this week if we want to show up and have another close encounter with Amos, who are our absolute favourite team to play against.
And it was a packed house in the rooms, and part of your messaging was you referenced a few individual performances. Logan Wagner, Dion Johnston, Luke Justin, who we just had in here, and Ben Clark. But you said there were so many more that you could have gone through, but talk a little bit about some of those players that I just mentioned.
Yeah, Dion Johnson's just he's the type of player you just want to play with. He's just unflappable, just isn't fussed, and he's so tough over the footy and just competes so well, but then he's got the knack to just find goals at pretty obscure times. So he's the sort of player I think that a lot of coaches would love to have. And I went and watched him when he used to play for Marys years ago, and I thought to myself, this guy's a star. So what we're seeing now is probably a product of what we knew we had coming, and probably the league probably now knows well and truly who Dion is. And then Ben Clark, who we got from Joey's, I've spoken enough about that, but I think we're starting to really see what, I think I spoke to Kingy pre-season about Clarkie and what he could bring. And today in a final, it's that Joey's experience that probably came through with the way he played his footy, just so clean in the contest, and he was fantastic. And I think LJ and Logan just did what they do, and they've got that pedigree from Leopold, and in big games like that, that's what they live for. They play for those games, and you could tell out there today with how clean and tough they were, and very, very happy to have them on my side.
Because you'd been playing, for want of a better term, finals for probably a month. Did that prepare you for today? Like, some club, you might have, if you had have rolled in at 12-6 and been comfortably in for a while, and this is your first final, maybe you're overawed, or you don't rise to the occasion. But because you've had to fight your way in, did that prepare you to be so good at the start today?
Yeah, I'd probably agree that there's a few people that nearly wrote us off after probably the midpoint when we lost. I think we lost sort of four or five in a row, and I reckon everyone thought, oh, this could be the undoing here, where in the past this could become a little bit challenging. And I actually said at the time, I don't know if the question over me going on was around how we would bounce back under my sort of leadership, and probably getting back to your point is that given the way we've responded in a few of those tough games, like Modder down at Modder, they were playing really good footy. Like, their last month was great, and we knew that was a good win. And then the Drysy game we let slip, but setting ourselves up for the Barwon Heads game, we spoke about it as an elimination final and as a practice for today if we won it. And we didn't speak about that game all that much this week because we just didn't want to become too obsessed with how big of a win it was 2 weeks ago, because you can just get caught out. I mean, look at what they did to Torquay in 22.
Yep.
Huge loss, and then smacked the granny. So we knew that there could be a huge turnaround, but we also knew our best footy was the brand that would take the chocolates today. So, yeah, I think you're right, Kingy. I think we were well and truly prepared for today, and should probably show some growth from the Newcombe Footy Club.
We were a little bit worried when Josh Soldelmakia held his knee. I'm sure you were too. We were all a bit. He ran towards the bench, and we thought, oh no, please don't, because I reckon he could be a bit of an X factor for you in the finals, because he just gives you something a bit different. He's just a bit, like he bobs up a bit DJ style, where kicks a goal, goes back to help out on half back and stuff like that. So I think he's okay. Came back on, so he's all right.
He's a bit of a unicorn, isn't he?
Yeah, he is a bit.
Yeah, I know. he's a dream to coach at times, and then other times he does things and you go, oh, jeez, I don't know about that. But he his work rate, his numbers that he puts out when he, in terms of in a game, in terms of his distance he runs and whatnot, is phenomenal. He racks up from a deep forward, he racks up midfield type numbers, and that probably replicates that work rate you're talking about. So he is an X factor, and when he's up and about, he's pretty hard to stop. And him and Juki are a pretty good 1-2 punch around when the ball hits the ground. They're pretty dangerous, and then you throw Dion in there. But I mean, that Torquay took pretty well care of him and Juki and Webby last week. So as much as they were in and around it today, there's still work to do to make sure that they're relevant come those top quality teams.
And you made the move with Tom Webster to go forward primarily when last time we watched you, he played back, and I must admit I was a bit worried about how that might look, not from your forwards but from your back. But Finn Anscombe, who is a gun, has just stepped up, and obviously you've got some other players back there as well, but he's going to take the main man, and he just looks like he owns the joint down there.
Yeah, what did you reference him as the last time? Was it the accountant? Socks up, the hair looks good. He was good today, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
If you just give Finn like a really straightforward role and just say, right, go to Henderson and just do the work. Mm. And probably the other guy that has probably gone under the radar a little bit who does those jobs week in, week out, is Waylon Doyle at Torquay. Yep. He's phenomenal. Yep. Like, I think Waylon's a star.
Yeah.
And he's so underrated in the league. And Finn's really, the last month, we've just said to him, look, we probably need you to just lock down on the best forward for the next 4 weeks. Mm. He'll take day next week and he'll love it.
Yeah.
So,
there's an early one for you, King.
There you go. Right.
We look forward to that.
Match up.
Easy head-to-head for next week.
Yeah. Well done. Good work.
Sam Mann, Mattress Factory. Tony Mirabella, the coach of Newcombe, is with us. He's Kirsch.
It's Tony, obviously, great win, but really starts around the source, doesn't it? And I thought your stoppage work today was enormous. I thought they went to work and they were strong in the contest, and I reckon they used their bodies well today in the probably every stoppage they were hurting someone and getting clearance.
Yeah, they were tough, weren't they?
They were.
They've worked really hard. I think mid-season we weren't tough, and I probably gave it to them a little bit in the middle part of the season when we dropped those games. I thought we were really easy to play against at times, so I really have challenged them. And Luke Justin's and Logan Wagner's work with our mids in terms of that unsociable footy and just being really tough to play against, it's pretty clear, isn't it? And the other guys have brought into it. You know, Ryan Jackman's been doing those sort of things for 4 or 5 years, and he's probably now at a point where he's very happy to have other guys come in and be the breadwinner, essentially, rather than him having to do it. He was getting a bit frustrated with me for a while because we relied on Jacko a little bit too much. So, yeah, you're right. They're very tough in there, and they certainly did the job for us today.
And we were just talking about your forward half. Obviously, they really, really good connection today with you. You said you butchered the ball a bit. Even LJ said you butchered the ball a bit. But to take 21 marks inside forward 50 in the arc is pretty impressive.
Yeah, right. Okay. I didn't realise it was that many. Yeah, look, that sounds a little bit better than the feedback I gave them after the game.
Kirsch's numbers are about as accurate as a dodgy accountant, though.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, my stats man gets a little bit excited because often at the end of a game, I look at the stats and we've got 180 tackles and the opposition got 30. And I think, hang on a minute. Hang on, JC.
I did watch here? Race 5 at Dubbo, so I might have missed a little bit.
Yeah. But, it's a bit of a tough one, but given if we got that many inside 50, I'll probably need to ease up on them. But I just thought that we did butcher it in our forward half and just got a little bit too excited. The finals feel, a lot of guys who have played a lot of finals just understand the composure you need when you run forward of centre and you've got to lower the eyes. And I just thought we blazed away and played into their hands far too much in the second and third quarter.
Is it called Operation Grinter Reserve, this final series?
Gee, Matty Farrow's done well there, hasn't he?
Come on, Matt, tidy it up.
I think it's pretty unbelievable, isn't it? He's in a bar in Seminyak at the moment something.
Ridiculous.
Oh, can you believe it? He tried to keep it quiet. He said to my wife, this is very good, last week, he said, oh, I haven't told Mira yet, but I'm actually in Bali next weekend.
And then we told the world on the podcast.
And then you told the world.
That's our job.
We tell the stories. Mira, congratulations. It's a great story. Almost, I'm feeling Caddyshack-like. Cinderella story.
Oh,
about to become the Master Champion.
Stop it.
There's a long way to go, though.
Long way to go. As I said, appreciate the moment now, but we've got a lot of work to do.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thanks, mate.
Tony Mirabella joining us on Carrick Footy. Thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman Mattress Factory. And, of course, you can find them St. George's Road in Norlane, Marshalltown Road in Grovedale. Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.